Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, December the 4th, 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're here comfortable and safe in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre within the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Centre, which is just a wonderful trove of all sorts of interesting photographs and documents and books and everything but the kitchen sink, just about.
Yes.
We've got some interesting things.
Including
in
the ghost, who we can hear up there.
Oh, yes, the ghost, which is actually otherwise known as a poor door design. With
wind outside.
And I'll kick off with looking at 150 years ago. The harvest. Crops have experienced very ripening sunshine during the week and promise in this quarter, with some slight exceptions, a remunerative return. The roll through our main thoroughfare of the reaping machine has been the chief feature of the town for the past 10 days, and the number of machines made here this season has been very great. Harvest operations may be expected to be near their maximum next week. So that would be made at James Martin or at Mays, wouldn't it, the harvesting?
Yes.
They were at Mays, weren't they, or were they at Martin's? Martin's was more like Modius and Big Stuff.
I think harvesters were Mays.
Mays, so, yes, and there's probably a few of them still out there in paddocks somewhere, rusting away, heirlooms for this, mm-hmm. that and the other person to crawl their hardened burgers over in a forlorn corner of a garden.
There's probably one on display at Malala Museum, I'm not sure.
Oh, is there? Well, there probably
they
is.
They have a lot of farm machinery there.
Yeah, they do. They have the little outdoor display, which is undercover now, a lot of it.
Yes.
The machinery shed and the transport shed, they're gradually covering everything, which you have to.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so.
100 years ago, motor accident. During the weekend, a little boy, Mervyn Deisner, 8 years, was run down by a motor in Murray Street, Gawler, and suffered such injuries as to necessitate his removal to the Hutchinson Hospital. The little chap attempted to cross the street, but was checked by a wagon that was passing. Immediately afterwards, he dashed behind it and became confused as he saw a motor car almost on top of him and appeared to rush right into the vehicle. The driver made every effort to stop, and the boy was struck by the radiator and then fell to the ground. It was feared that he had received fatal head injuries, but the latest report is that the little fellow is making splendid progress.
Hmm.
Yeah, because back then, children weren't as car rare.
No, they aren't.
Relatively rare. And
I was thinking a car accident would have been fairly rare. Mm. People were still dying of falling off of horses.
Yes.
Which still happens anyway. Mm. Anyway, 50 years ago, school. Now kids enjoy their work. That's nice. Reforms in the South Australian education system are becoming more and more evident each year, and Gawler's schools certainly haven't been left behind in the overhaul. The reforms are making school more enjoyable for the children and at the same time helping to increase their knowledge of other matters besides the traditional three R's. Last year, the Gawler East Primary School achieved statewide publicity over their stand in retaining an old house as a type of open classroom, and an ultra-modern open classroom has revolutionised teaching methods this year at Gawler High School. So that would have been Gawler East Primary School was still up on Lindock Road at that time.
Oh,
with all the old buildings.
Be,
because I only moved up to Finch Avenue, I reckon, in... Well, I did teaching practice up at Gawler East Primary School on Lindock Road in 1984. Mm. So it was still there then.
That's right, because I was trying to think, is there an old house? Because I was forgetting it.
Oh, yeah.
Moved. But, yes, I would have been in Victoria. Those classroom reforms sort of happened around the time probably I started school.
Yeah.
Because I just know comparing my experience of school and the kind of schooling I had to what my parents had.
Yeah.
And it was far more dynamic and interesting, I think, than what in the past had been, the way they had been educated.
So. I think ours was still fairly similar to what our parents had had. It was fairly structured. And
mine was quite different to what Mum would describe. So.
Yeah. We had lots of rote learning.
Yes, no, we didn't do rote learning. 25 years ago, beach terror. Constant break-ins, fires, stolen cars and hooliganism have left a group of Middle Beach residents living in fear. The residents say gang-style behaviour has long been a problem for the Adelaide Plains coastal community, but things have got progressively worse in recent months. One resident, Velda Ward, said, "The gang terrifies us. Residents are terrified by teenagers from Friday through to Sunday, as well as several nights during the week," she said. Remember that article? It's funny,
really?
Isn't it? From 25 years ago. I begin to recognise some of them.
I don't remember that. 10 years ago, plugging in NBN for Gawler. Gawler is set to be fast-tracked onto the high-speed national broadband network within 18 months, following an announcement by NBN Co. The town's homes and businesses will receive world-class fibre to the premises as part of the new rollout plan, which is part of NBN Co's announcement to connect 161,000 homes and businesses in 42 cities, suburbs and towns across South Australia. Well, I've got optic fibre, whatever it is, going past my house, but it's still copper from there to the house.
Yes, yeah, we're the same.
Yeah.
You can change that now, I think. There's a new option, but I haven't.
Isn't that all meant to be rolled out anyway as part of it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what the situation is.
It's a bloody mess, whatever it is. So that's all.
That's it for this week. Until next week,
Kate. Until then, Jeanette. For all life's signs.